Meanwhile, Kiwis here are gearing up to watch the action. Whether it'll be at a bar or at home, the excitement is building. And one bar owner in Blenheim is willing to put $1,000 on the tab if he can pick the All Blacks' first try scorer. Our reporter Anand Zaki has the story.
Blenheim publican Warren Croft is putting a lot on the line for the Rugby World Cup. The owner of Fairweathers in the centre of town says bar patrons will get plenty of refreshments if he can correctly pick which All Black will score first against the Springboks tomorrow. It's been a tradition at the bar since the days of the old Super 14 competition.
What we found that by picking a player in advance, of course they had to be able to start the game, to be on the field, to have that opportunity. It just added that extra bit of excitement with the game, and we found that people would come down, watch the game, look particularly for that first try. Whether or not we got it was incidental.
Mr. Croft says Japan's closer time zone to New Zealand means he's hoping for some busy afternoons and evenings at Fairweathers. He says rugby still enjoys a strong following in the area, despite more sports now being on offer.
Rugby is certainly one of those sports, a bit like the racing. Rugby racing and beer, they do go hand in hand with hospitality to the extent that it is certainly a sport that does go well with people relaxing and having a few drinks. And that's what we're all about.
Meanwhile, in the Waitaki town of Kurau, also known as Richie McCaw country, locals are looking forward to the tournament. Kurau hotel manager Ross Payton says the bar recently signed up for a package to show Spark Sport from their Sky TV decoder, a feature only available to commercial premises. Spark Sport have the rights to show the Rugby World Cup in the country.
Oh, we'll run a sweepstake on the night of all the bigger games, so long as we've got a few in the bar, and that's good. And our local rugby club, it's running a sweepstake on the whole, naming all the winners right through the whole tournament before it starts.
Mr. Payton says with Kurau being the hometown of former All Black captain Richie McCaw, rugby has a strong following.
Yes, there is. Richie's still in everyone's mind, even though he's not there now. But the All Blacks get a good following from Kurau. And it's something that we enjoy. We enjoy watching them.
On the streets of Christchurch, Marcus Tabrak says he won't be able to watch the opening games live because he doesn't have Spark Sport and will be watching delayed action on TVNZ.
Yeah, normally try to watch it on Sky, but not an option this year, unfortunately.
Are you going to watch it with mates or sort of...?
Yeah, we'll just see how it goes. I guess there's a few midweek games, right, and it's pretty late, so probably watch the big ones with friends, and then maybe some of the second tier opposition teams that we're playing we might even miss, I'm not sure.
Australian visitor Max Tunks will be watching the tournament closely in hotels and bars during his 4 days in the South Island. He is confident that the All Blacks won't win the tournament this year.
Springboks are just going to take the All Blacks. All Blacks are gone this year. They've had their run. No Dan Carter, no Richie McCaw. It's over for them. It's over. It's Aussie's turn now.
But back in Kurau, Ross Payton believes the All Blacks are a good chance of winning their third World Cup in a row, starting with a win over South Africa tomorrow night. For Morning Report, ko Anand Zaki tēnei.